To attract and keep more millennials in Vermont, the state will need to improve its transportation services. That is the word from a new Transportation Board report. VPR's Annie Russell has more.
At a series of public forums held on college campuses last fall, young people shared their concerns with the state board that advises transportation policy.
Young Vermonters are looking for options. They do not want to be tied to their automobiles or even have to have an automobile at all.
That's John Zaccone. He's the executive secretary of Vermont's Transportation Board. He reports the focus group participants said they wanted more public transit, reliable bike paths, and newer options like car share services. And Zaccone says young Vermonters view car sharing as an extension of public transit. It's ideal for larger errands like grocery shopping or taking your cat to the vet.
Car sharing through a Zipcar or Car Share Vermont, you can rent a car for an hour or two, and you can actually get those types of things done and then maybe use public transit or walk to other things that you need to do on a regular basis.
This study, along with a national study from the Frontier Group in 2012, hints that young people are moving away from owning their own vehicles. That's in sharp contrast to young people of previous generations.
It's not just that they think differently than us older people. They think differently than the young people of past generations.
All of this information is relatively new, so it's not clear yet whether this will be a permanent trend. But Zaccone says there might come a point when the Agency of Transportation will need to spend less on bridge and roadway maintenance. So he says now is the time for the state to start thinking about how it will spend money in the coming years.
When you no longer need to spend it in the places you're spending it today, how do you spend it? And this is where it behooves all of the policymakers from the legislature down through the Agency of Transportation to understand what the system of the future needs to look like.
And for the shrinking number of Vermonters ages 20 to 39, transportation will be a major factor in deciding whether to make Vermont their home. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.